Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Don't believe that laptop. The guy with the Tam O'Shanter hat over in Wilmington. He's a Russian mole. You can tell by the hat. Dan, you had something there. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm good.
Oh, good. All right. All right. So, you know, I get it with Trump. He's got to be upset thinking, oh, man, if this were the election, Hunter Biden pleads, I'd be going down Broadway. That would be it. It was already case closed with Biden. But they're not going to let it interact with Kamala Harris. But this Russian stuff is going to be the line of attack again here.
That's what I was going to ask, is do you think Hunter Biden, this would be happening if Biden were still the presidential candidate?
No. Yeah. And I think they have him so dead to rights that he'd be a fool to go forward with the trial. He got found guilty before, so he knows that. By plea bargaining, does that give him a chance to say he's not going to jail? Hmm. This guy ought to go to jail for 20 years, the stuff that he's been involved in. And he, not Republicans, he's the face of entitlement, white privilege. Privilege of the Bidens, big time. So we'll let you know what the deal is as soon as we know. But this Russian stuff, think about it. I wanted to see, can we all agree on this? I despise Putin. Putin is an existential threat. Putin's an animal. Putin is a murderer. Putin is a tyrant. Putin is all those things. He is small potatoes, though, in the grand scheme of things, alongside the Chinese, who are a much more, need I say COVID, much more existential threat. But can't we all agree, Putin, enemy, Chinese, existential enemy to the world, Iran, enemy up and down the line? I'm asking that because we get crazy here now, the Justice Department. And look, Dan, these guys, I'm not going to be like, sadly, Jesse Waters a bit last night. Look, these guys that were influencers, right? The Benny Johnson guy. The worst might be that pool guy, right? They're taking money from they were duped, true. They're taking huge amounts of money, apparently, from this tenant group and unnamed sources. They don't know anything about it. So, yeah, I think they're being duped. They would say the same things, though. I mean, the Russians are not putting information through them that they say because the Russians are paying them. They believe in these things. They believe they're going down this path. So where's the Russian influence that's so overwhelming here? What's the evidence of that?
And why is there, you mentioned it, but why is there no talk about the Chinese influence?
Well, I'm getting to that. Or even, let's start with a virulent, not as big of a player, but Iran. Two things. Iran, the hacking of the Trump campaign. And then we still don't know the Iranian assassination team slash what happened when President Trump was shot, that Iran is a prime suspect and stuff like that. Yeah. They are. We're not going to hear about Iran, though. And look, Iran's not on the level of China or Russia, I don't think. But again, back to the Russians. I'm asking 855-839-1210. Can we all agree in the mode of Ronald Reagan? Now, Trump is not Ronald Reagan on Russia. I get the argument. I don't buy into it fully of, all right, you know, butter Putin up and then you can deal with him. I think Putin didn't do things during the Trump years because he saw Trump, like Reagan, as somebody who would take action, leverage that we have, that would make things difficult for Putin. I don't think Trump playing ball with Putin is why Putin didn't invade Ukraine or anything else. I think he saw Biden's weakness. He knew that Trump would strike back in a way that would harm him, and that's why he made that decision. But can we get past this on the Republican side? Aside from Dan's point, China, Iran.
Can I just dig into that real quick?
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about a Russian endorsed media that's giving money to a media company and all of a sudden they're propagandists. Why are we not talking about China's investments in things like Disney and the way that they propagandize Disney? It's the same exact thing.
I was thinking of having the guy on in the book today that we had on before that wrote that book. That's why Richard Gere is persona non grata. He was a heartthrob of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Now the guy can't be in a documentary.
So you're telling me that you're going to come after this $100,000, $200,000 investment? What was it? Sorry.
Well, I think it was millions.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, but these guys.
In comparison to the amount that these Chinese investors are putting into companies like Disney or running companies like TikTok, mm-hmm. and the amount of propaganda they're putting out in favor of Democrats, and we're just going to turn a blind eye to that? Come on.
Yeah, look, my point is I have no time for these guys in the Russian thing. I'm not going to do whataboutism. So, okay, what are we doing about China? What are we doing about Iran? And this outfit called Mediaite, which is to the left of center, and they take a look at the media. The worst of what they've said is they tag in Ronald Reagan. I like the film a lot, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall, okay? I wouldn't say Reagan and Trump are exactly alike. But there are a lot of elements of the two of them in their time that is alike. They go on to say, why is it with the Russian stuff going? Now, here's the thing that's really offensive, that pro-Trump commentators and Fox News, the talking points you hear on Fox News are exactly the talking points of the Russians. And why do the pro-Trump commentators and talk radio regularly attack America, its people, its values, and its allies? All right, let's get the gloves off here. We're not attacking America. We're attacking what progressives have done and are trying to do to destroy America. We're defending Ronald Reagan's America. We're defending traditional America. They are the ones that are, and the best evidence is, New York Times this past week, the Constitution is sacred, but it may be something that tears apart the country. No, it's not tearing apart anything. It's the fact that you don't want to live under the Constitution, Second Amendment, First Amendment. That's what the problem is. You want the Constitution out of your way. We're a republic. We're not a democracy. You want to overrun us with voters in California and New York. Thank God for the Electoral College. Constitutional. So I wonder if you're in agreement, 855-839-1210, that yes, Russia is a big-time enemy. There's no doubt. And we ought to be as clear as we can to kind of take this issue away. But China is the enemy, arguably the greatest enemy to the world. I would argue greater than anything even that we saw in World War II. For the simple reason, the sheer enormity of the things that they can pull off, including COVID. They are the greatest enemy the world has seen. That's the way I see them. And Iran is maniacal, religiously maniacally, and will do anything. They just don't have quite the power. But Putin is stone cold evil. There is no doubt. So we'll say that and then ask you, what are we doing about China? How are we going after China? What about the Iranians and the assassination attempt on Trump? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. In other words, it's not an article of faith to me to be soft on Russia. It's not. It's an obvious thing. But we are not the ones. This is a constant refrain now. We're not the ones tearing down America, its people, its values. Case in point, when Jim Kenney was mayor, every single second I seethed at attacking Philadelphia government and what it's all about. With Sherelle Parker, there are things I don't like. For example, I think they're going to shove that arena, the Sixers arena, down our throat. There's no way the Sixers ought to be in Center City, Philadelphia. The study out just recently, it will be massive traffic jams. It will be the destruction of Chinatown, which is what we're always told is you shouldn't be doing things like that. And it's mainly going to benefit a bunch of billionaires. Why would we do that? Well, there's all kinds of things. Bob Brady, publicly at Mulligan, said he was against it. All right, so, I'm not knee-jerk on just going after Philadelphia. But under Jim Kenney and any number of previous regimes, yeah, we are going to go after it every day. It's still not good. Larry Krasner's still here. All right, let me give you the side question. But I'd love to hear from you. Can you make the case, despite the obvious politics of this, the way to defeat it is not only to say, what about China? What about Iran? But of course, it's easy for us to go after Russia. We know what they're about. Now, they're ham-handed. Their attempts at influencing this election. This is the other thing. They want us to believe, still, that Russia was the deciding factor in the election of 2016. No, the deciding factor, when you look back on it, is the sheer unlikability of Hillary Rodham Clinton. They couldn't sell it in the end. They couldn't get over the finish line. That's what it was about. And Trump was an existential force that you couldn't predict. I've said many times, Rich and I were on that night, election coverage. We didn't want to say what was happening in Pennsylvania fully. We were afraid we'd jinx it because you never could count Pennsylvania going for the Republican. It was shocking. Is this a federal case in California? The other one was here in Wilmington, right? Meaning Joe Biden can pardon him, which he will. Or is this a state case? Is part of it a state case here? All right. So we'll see if that's the case. Or if Hunter Biden can walk with pardoning from Joe Biden. Now that Biden has been taken out, that's an interesting observation here. All right. So that could, you know, okay. President Trump, too, today's theme, speaking at the Economic Club of New York about what he'll do around the economy. Don't know this will come up much during the debate other than those Trump tax cuts were just for the wealthy. What nonsense. But 855-839-1210, that's how you get on board here. This Russian stuff yesterday, we thought it would be a blip on the screen, but they're going all out with this again. And the argument is these influencers wouldn't have influenced or tried to influence around all this. Look, these guys are going to say what they were going to say along these lines anyhow. And they were duped to a degree. They were getting big money, not worrying about where it was coming from necessarily. Okay, let's mark that up. Let's be aware of this with the Russians. What about the Chinese? What about the Iranians? What actions are we taking there? All right, Will has an example of this, I think. Will in Philly's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Will, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
So, last week, they arrested Linda's son, who works for the Cuomo and Hochul administrations in New York. And I saw a clip of her where she's pushing diversity and equity and all that. And we know she's working for the Chinese, who do not believe in equity and diversity. So that's a clear example to me that the Chinese are trying to push something that they themselves do not believe in. And they're not pushing it because they think it's good for us.
Well, the best example is what they push, which is TikTok. What's shown to their own kids is uplifting, inspirational. What's shown to our kids is go out there and kill yourself and kill somebody else while you're at it.
Construction of role models. There's a reason why China's version of TikTok, Douyin, is so different from the version they send to the rest of the world. If you're a child under the age of 14 in China, Douyin shows you the educational videos like science experiments and museum exhibits. With the rest of Chinese TikTok showing hardworking everyday civilians helping their country and sacrificing for the greater communist good. And yet, if you're that same child in the United States, TikTok shows you sex, vandalism, crime, social disruption, and other dope mean satisfying degenerate clips. And when
all right, so Will, Dan just happened to have that at his fingertips. Your point is well made. Isn't TikTok the best example? Yeah. So are you on board? Are you on board? Are you at 3 for 3? You know, in Philadelphia, we're 4 for 4 with the pro teams. I'm 3 for 3. Putin, animal, Chinese, the existential threat, Iranians, maniacal. All three.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Will, on the side question. Can you think of a villain who was more interesting maybe than the good guy?
Well, I think the Joker.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. The Joker's definitely a villain. Definitely. Is it Joaquin Phoenix? Is that the one I saw the other night, that version of Joker? Just the dancing. Nobody can overdo things like he can as far as the movements and the whole. Oh, my God. And the Joker in the Batman movie, I don't think that was him again. Is what do you want? And there's nothing he wants that will satisfy him. That's what the point is. Doesn't stop Batman from throwing him around, though. Linda Kearns is such a great resource here. not so much just what she's doing on the front lines, but hopefully shaking you up to realize, as much as we're vigilant of all the nonsense they're doing, the Kamala Harris poster this week and a million other things, it's very doable to defeat them and then continue to ferret out every dirty trick, everything that they've done and gotten away with up until now. So let's go to Linda Kearns, Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council for the RNC. Linda on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda, thanks for coming back. And I liked your answer on this Butler County case that came down. Give me a sense of what's going on, how arcane some of these rules are. But you mentioned a Chester County case that's just been won, and it's something important, but it's also showing people how many days in a row do we go where Republicans in Pennsylvania and across the country are bringing these things up. They figured it out, and they're winning.
Absolutely, Dom. I don't know if Dan told you, I'm in Union Station. I was here in D.C. because I was preparing for oral argument in a case on non-citizens on Pennsylvania voter rolls. It's in the Third Circuit next week. So I'm calling you from Union Station. So if it's a little noisy, I really apologize.
You know what? That's a big deal here. And is the idea is you're trying to get them to verify that illegal people will not be able to vote. Their policy, at least, is to dissuade that.
Yep, we had a great mock oral argument this morning to prepare, so we're going to argue that next week in Philadelphia right after the debate, the day after the debate. And I did want to mention to you that I don't want my picture taken, your side question, next to you and Dan, because you two are so handsome. I mean, I would just look terrible next to the two of you.
Well, so. We were going to tell other women not to take the picture next to you, but here's the outrageous quote of the day. Mike Opelka tells Dan, well, that means he won't be taking a picture with me then. No, I don't think so. He can take a bunch of pictures.
Well, Opelka likes to stir things up. Yeah. But Dom, I did want to come on, even though I'm in the train station, because the voters have to understand that we're working on all these issues. The Chester County case, it was an open records case about transparency, about seeing the envelopes from the mail-in ballots. And that was a win. And the judge ordered, yes, we can see those envelopes and the county shouldn't redact them. So I want voters to understand.
Let me slow you down there, Linda, before you get to the big point.
Sure.
Why in the world would Chester County want to redact the envelopes? What's their argument?
Well, I will tell you that, as people might know, we have what's called a right-to-know law in Pennsylvania, an open records law.
Right.
I fondly refer to it as the right not to know, because every time you ask for something, it comes back with all sorts of redactions and reasons
why they
can't give it to you, and then you have to go to the next level. And so that's just kind of commonplace, and it's incredibly, incredibly frustrating. But voters should know that's a win. That's a win for our side. And, you know, the Butler County case, as I said to you when you asked me about it earlier today, it's just another example of just the chaos from this election code. But the election code in Pennsylvania is a long-term problem. The short-term problem is getting voters out to vote, because we're going to win based on turnout. And that's what voters need to know.
Yes, without a doubt. And they should not feel, no matter what, you're a shining example. Michael Whatley is in there in the RNC because his specialty is integrity of elections. So it's not just the mail-in ballot. We're fighting a game and we're winning on this. And I will tell you, I would bet anything, Linda, and I think you would too, that the Democrats don't have anything like the Zuckerbucks this time around that we don't know of, and they're going to spring us on us. What they're going to do, though, is they're going to fight tooth and nail in Philadelphia, the usual tactics that are not transparent, and then you on election day will be going to war around that to try to have eyes on everything.
Right. Well, you know, I'm recruiting people at protectthevote.com. I already have the maximum amount of lawyers I'm allowed by law scheduled for election day. They're all scheduled. My schedule's all made for election day to observe the mail-in ballots. So I want your voters to know that. And last night I was on our webinar training voters on protectthevote.com. Rick Santorum, Senator Rick Santorum, he was our special guest. He introduced us, and voters asked questions. And some of the questions were about Governor Tweeter, or otherwise known as Governor Shapiro, who spends more time tweeting than governing the Commonwealth. They were asking about some of his tweets, and they felt that they were misleading. And I just assured them that, you know, we have people working on all this, and just don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Nothing update, because I know you and you know me on this, too. And we have a mutual. I think Joe of South Philly was at the Trump event in Harrisburg last night. So we still want to get to the bottom of who did this and were they resourced in any way to put up all those posters.
I am waiting for Al Schmidt to put on his fact-checking website, fact check, false. The Philadelphia Eagles did not endorse Kamala Harris. Like, where is that fact check? And you know, whoever did that, I don't know if they realized that the message would be, no, the Philadelphia Eagles do not endorse her, and they vehemently came out with it. So I think that backfired on them. I also want listeners to know we have Chairman Watley's coming to town on Monday with Pam Bondi. We have a Protect the Vote event in Montgomery County. If you go to my Twitter, I put the link on it to sign up to go and see Chairman Watley and Pam Bondi, and we're going to have a training. And if you go to that event page, you'll see that I have a special guest scheduled to introduce Chairman Watley. So I'm not going to say who it is, but I want everyone to go and sign up, and then you can see who it is.
All right, Dan, you got to go there right now. We got to see who that is.
Special guest, and we all know him very, very well. So that's what I'm going to leave you with. And I just need the voters to go to protectthevote.com, trumpforce47.com. I have so many interested patriots, but I always need more.
All righty. Thank you, Linda. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Linda Kearns here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You'll get on board.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.